A red tide outbreak in the Gulf of Mexico is causing problems from South Florida to Texas. For the first time, health officials have closed oyster beds in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana because of the toxic algae. Scientists are trying to find out why the naturally occurring red tide has become more frequent. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
No one can remember the last time a red tide bloomed along Alabama's Gulf Coast. 71-year-old John Ray Nelson's family has been in the oyster business for more than 100 years.
My grandfather or my father never discussed red tide. I never heard of it, if they did. And if it was around here, it never did kill any fish. So if it was bad enough to kill fish, they would certainly have known about it.
Nelson owns Bon Secours Fisheries, where more than 250,000 pounds of oysters are shucked every day. This is the heart of the Gulf oyster season, but portions of the northern Gulf of Mexico have been closed to oyster harvesting because of an unprecedented red tide bloom. Red tide is a form of algae that occurs naturally in oceans around the world. In the U.S., red tides are most common in the southern Gulf of Mexico. Dr. Gary Kirkpatrick is a scientist at Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota, Florida.
The red tide is the result of a very rapid growth and concentration of these microscopic marine plants in the water.
From the air, you can see the patches of brownish-red water in the open ocean and along the southern shorelines. When the marine plants bloom and die, Kirkpatrick says, they release a harmful neurotoxin, which can affect people who walk along the shore or swim in red tide waters.
It causes irritation in the sinuses and throat of people that are walking along the beach that happen to breathe in airborne particles that contain the toxin.
Breathing the red tide aerosol has never proven fatal to humans, but the neurotoxin has been blamed for the deaths of hundreds of fish, seabirds, and endangered manatees. Long-term ecological and health effects are unknown, but people have been hospitalized after eating shellfish contaminated by the red tide toxin. That's why health officials in Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana have banned oyster harvesting in red tide areas. Dr. Lewis Trackman is Louisiana's assistant public health officer.
It's not destroyed by cooking, so even if the oysters are well cooked, the toxin is still present and fully potent. And it does affect the nervous system. Depending on the concentration, the symptoms can be anywhere from mild to even fatal.
About 15% of Louisiana's oyster reefs are now affected. But Trackman says if tests show the red tide moving westward, more harvesting waters could be closed. In Alabama and Mississippi, all oyster harvesting is banned until tests show no trace of the red tide toxin in shellfish meats. Ocean currents and winds carry red tide, which is usually found in the warmer waters of the southern Gulf of Mexico, often along the western coast of Florida, from Tampa Bay south to the Florida Keys. The mystery is what triggers the toxic algal blooms.
We really don't know in specifics what causes these particular species of algae to bloom and when.
Dr. Don Scavia heads NOAA's Coastal Ocean Program.
The occurrence, the frequency, and the extent of harmful blooms in general has, in fact, increased over the last couple of decades. It's increased by becoming more frequent in places where it has occurred before and also spreading to new areas.
One theory, according to Moat Marine scientist Gary Kirkpatrick, is that the growth of red tide is linked to increased coastal pollution, like runoff from construction sites and overburdened wastewater treatment plants.
We call it pollution, but to the red tide cells, their nutrients are enhanced in local waters, and that's due to human development around the coastline.
Congress has allocated more than $3 million in this year's budget for federal agencies to do more research into harmful algal blooms. And it's about time, says former Mayor Jim Patterson of Longboat Key, Florida, which recently suffered an 18-month red tide.
I called up all over Florida, talking to every marine lab. What are you doing about controlling, managing red tide? When can we expect you to have a control mechanism here? And the answer was the same everywhere. No research is being done on that.
But scientists warn there isn't a quick and easy fix, and it could take anywhere from 2 to 10 years to develop a defense against red tide. Meanwhile, Patterson says outbreaks of red tide can be devastating to coastal economies. And now, with the closing of some northern Gulf oyster beds at a time when the shellfish are in high demand, buying oysters for your Thanksgiving stuffing could be a bit more expensive this year. This is Debbie Elliott reporting.